Tigers win on Saturday. It's the only win they got over the weekend. Revisit the trade deadline with me, John. How do you feel? You feel better or worse?
Well, I didn't feel as bad as you did. So I guess I feel a little bit better now that you finally see what it is that you bought and how they're performing. And I thought Morton did a masterful job yesterday against a really tough lineup. And so I like the fact that we have another starter. And it really, I feel better about the starting pitching than I did maybe a week ago. Now, and this is on the heels of losing Reese Olson, who I thought was good, was the number two. And with Finnegan in the back end, along with Vest, now Canely is still a gigantic question mark, but I do like the pickups.
So Morton was surprising on Sunday, right? Well, I think to anybody. I mean, that was one of his best outings of the entire season. I mean, he had a rough month of July. The five previous starts didn't indicate that he was going to come out and dazzle to the degree he did. So I would say I was impressed with Charlie Morton in his first start as a Tiger. I thought 96 on the gun in the first inning, and he kept that velo for the most part. The curveball, I think, was the key to him putting up a six strikeout, you know, total on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Finnegan, four out save on Saturday. So two of the guys they added looked good. But
they lost two of three.
Yes. It wasn't good enough.
And
they couldn't even get to Finnegan on Friday because the bullpen is still not built up, and they were shut out on Sunday. And I know they don't need any bats, right? But they were shut out. So I don't feel better. I feel like it's, again, a deadline that's going to keep them from winning a World Series.
Well, and there's only one way to find out.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Philly, a team that is more aggressive in that pursuit, takes two or three and does it with, you know, their big addition leading the way.
Right. And it's also on the heels of, like, how did everyone else do? We're focused on the matchup with the Phillies because, and some of it's with Dombrowski and some of it's Scott Harris, and it's who they added, who we added, and you end up, that's the head-to-head matchup. But you also look around the baseball and you think, okay, well, who was one of the other aggressive teams? Seattle. One, two of three, and their bats were on fire. They're a team that is making a push for a World Series championship, and they're still right at the cut line of the wild card. So we'll see how that progresses. But it was also the Yankees. Yankees went from leading their division to trailing Toronto. Now they are third in their division, and the additions that they made on Thursday – we got a chance to see all three of them Friday night. Jake Bird, he allowed four earned runs.
He got bombed.
Three hits, a base on balls, home run in 0.1 innings pitched.
They didn't last, so they had to go to the pen again.
Yeah, so they went to David Bednar. I thought, oh, okay, well, hey, this is the guy everyone wanted from Pittsburgh.
Dude, right? Yeah.
He allowed two earned runs in 1.2 innings pitched. Four hits and a home run as well.
Not great.
So let's go to everybody else's favorite that they wanted, Duvall.
Yeah.
All right. He allowed three runs, one of them earned.
Oh, boy.
Because they still can't defend.
Yep.
In 0.1 innings pitched, he allowed two hits and a base on ball. So by my math, that's nine runs by the three predominantly big-time relievers that everyone wanted.
Yeah, the three controllable arms they added at the deadline. They got swept by the Marlins over the weekend.
Yeah.
Now they
and where are they now? They're a half game in front of the Seattle Mariners for that last wild card spot.
Yeah, they're right on the edge. Look, I think in New York, there's a pressure cooker there, and if those guys blow up, they blow up. I would still commend them for going out and adding those guys, right?
Sure, and that's one game.
And that's the key, too, with the bullpen. They're volatile by nature. You're going to have to judge not only what the Yankees did, but what the Tigers did in the postseason. Like, this is not a plant the flag.
If the Yankees make it, yeah.
Right. This isn't, hey, Harris screwed up or Harris won the deadline today on a Monday. We're going to know that in October. Mm-hmm. Like, they got to catch lightning in a bottle. Maybe this Morton thing, they can catch lightning in a bottle. He's 41 years old. He has a relationship with A.J. Hinch. I'm sure you heard the story from Buster Olney, who said, you know, A.J. pulled him aside when they were on opposite sides and said, just have fun out there. And if they can unlock the curveball to go with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, he could be the number five starter, right? Catch lightning in a bottle. They're going to need to, because while I think Finnegan's a real major league arm, everybody else they added, they're hoping to catch lightning in a bottle with. It's not like they're coming in as proven commodities.
Right, but if you have him and say he's your fifth starter, you move him to the bullpen, and now you've got, for the postseason,
yeah,
now you've got somebody that can actually get you from when you know, Scooble comes out in the sixth inning, or when anybody comes out in the sixth inning, you got somebody that can go 7 and 8 and get you to Vest or Finnegan.
Yeah, I mean, the guys we didn't see are all the, you know, reclamation right. projects. So it's yeah. hard to know what we're getting out of those guys.
Right, but they're not the ones that we're relying on. The ones we're relying on are Morton and Finnegan. And so they added two arms that can be very productive, not just in the regular season, but very productive in the postseason, which is that's what the goal is.
That's the whole thing. They're going to get in the playoffs. The Detroit Tigers will be a playoff team. If you guys have looked at the month of August, by the way, I know they lost over the weekend 2 or 3. This sets up for them to clean up this month.
Mm-hmm.
They got 25 more games in the month of August. 22 are against teams with losing records. They're going to play the Twins twice. They're going to play the Royals in there, the White Sox. They should make some noise in the month of August, really build that lead up. In September, they're going to face both New York teams and Cleveland and Boston, but this should be a playoff team, and then we'll judge in the postseason whether they did enough at the trade deadline.
Right, and when they play the Mets, just like when they played the Phillies, and earlier in the season, when they played the Padres, or they played the Giants, or they played anybody that was a team in the National League that we thought, hey, you could possibly face this team in the postseason, there's going to be a direct one-to-one comparison, just like we did for the Phillies, we'll do for the Mets, and the Yankees, when we get there, it'll be in New York. It'll get a chance to see how these guys react in an environment like that. And it's not just the additions. It's who are going to be the bats.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Did they screw up by not adding a bat? Because they got shut out yesterday in the swing game against a World Series caliber opponent.
Right. Well, okay, you're going to get shut out from time to time.
Right, but again, they're going to be relying on Vierling's bat, Ibanez's bat. Like, these are the guys in the lineup against lefties. Like, these are the guys who will be there in the postseason, and they're going to have to hit. Right?
Yep, and they're going to be relying on Torque's bat. Now, I know no great shakes, but he was 2 of 4 yesterday. Jamai Jones was 2 of 3. They just weren't able to get guys, runners in scoring position. They were 0 for 5.
Yeah, that's fourth inning. They had a couple guys and a chance to make some noise, ground into a double play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they didn't feel like they needed to add a bat. I question that. And I question whether the bullpen is rock solid enough.
Right. And but coming out of it, and there's we're going to do this throughout the course of the rest of the season, and we will do it ad nauseum when we get into the playoffs. Hopefully we'll have some great Lions talk to kind of counter what we're talking about with the on the baseball side of things. But it is who gave up the most at the trade deadline. Obviously, Yankees, one of them, and the Tigers didn't. They still have all their top prospects, and they were able to get Morton, who had a great start for him. Mm-hmm. It's one very small sample size for the Tigers. It was Finnegan, but what does it mean moving forward? What are they able to do when you get to September and ultimately October?
Do you feel better or worse about the deadline after watching this weekend? Some ticket text, 248-539-9797. Morton is going to be this team's Kenny Rogers, a vet, high-pressure experience. He's averaging a strikeout every inning, so you get swing and miss. He's still got it, and he's going to dial it in now that he's on a contender back with A.J. Hinch. Mm-hmm. Tigers should have done more, but the difference between the Tigers and the Phillies is simple. They are World Series or bust. They are at the end of their window. Tigers are at the start. This person may be right, but you got to compete with the teams that are in their World Series or bust window, right? Like, those are the teams. There will always be someone more desperate than you if you're never going to go for it, right?
Sure, but I mean, so look at the starting pitching right now. Let's just take that for example. Obviously, Scooble, mm-hmm. Flaherty, when he is on, is a good number two. You got Paddock, that's a replacement for Olsen, and Mize, who has been up and down. But again, you start to get into September, and these guys hopefully are rounding into form, and then you throw in Morton in there. That's 5 quality pitchers that you're throwing out there. and then move one of
into
them
the bullpen
with, into the bullpen
with Melton, who we haven't seen in a reliever role right. yet, but people were excited about him throwing 98 out of the pen. Texter says Vest is crashing, right? He gave up some hard contact and runs both on Friday
but now
and
he doesn't
Saturday.
Have to be the only guy.
Yeah, but if Canely's also crashing and Vest is also crashing and Finnegan's good, but you only added Finnegan.
Right, but hopefully it's not every time you get to the ninth inning, it's Will Vest or bust.
Right.